WBOB News.
Good morning, I'm Adam Borgman. A Jacksonville police officer has resigned and is looking at a bribery charge. Undersheriff Pat Ivey says that Brian Pace was arrested Sunday night. Pace allegedly tried to withhold some items which were stolen from a woman until that woman sent him illicit pictures. A homemade plane crashes in the woods, killing the only person on board. Nassau County police say it went down near Trinity Lane, which is near Hilliard, yesterday afternoon. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. John's counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Police were expecting to investigate a home invasion, but instead they're looking into both that and a fatal shooting. The burglary happened overnight yesterday on Penman Road in Jacksonville Beach. They found the body of 20-year-old Ezekiel Archuleta in the front yard. An arrest has been made. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
The WBOB studios are sponsored by the St. John's Vein Center, a nationally accredited vein center. Dr. James St. George has more than 20 years' experience as a board-certified specialist. Four locations in Jacksonville. St. John's Vein Center. Financial issues plague us all, especially in these times. Dan Celia helps us navigate these uncertain financial times weekdays from 9 till noon on AM 600 WBOB and FM 101.1. Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
Light traffic on JTB headed east, right between Hodges and San Pablo. For now, just add an extra 2 or 3 minutes. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a high of 78. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees. And here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With, for 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem. Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day. And Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters, and he wants to penalize cities that defund the police.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600. Or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
7:04. Good Tuesday morning. It's Ed Dean and Roger Henderson. All the way with you tonight, AM. Don't forget the podcast follows the morning show. Just go to wbob.com and download it. Well, yeah, I mean, you can listen to it by looking at where it says the Ed Dean Extra and any part of the first hour that you might have missed in the morning show. Just go to the website, wbob.com. Democrats, if you believe this one, say that they will follow through with another roll of impeachment if President Trump tries to jam and ram another appointee before the November election.
President Trump today acknowledged it might come after the election, but that his preference would be to have a vote on his Supreme Court nominee by November the 3rd. Justice John Paul Stevens holds the modern-day record for confirmation, just 19 days start to finish in 1975. Chief Justice John Roberts was confirmed in 24 days, Justice Sandra Day O'Connor in 33, and Ruth Bader Ginsburg in 42 days. Democrats have vowed to do whatever it takes to prevent the nominee from going through, even taking another run at impeaching the president.
Ah, so they're going to take another run when it comes to the idea of possibly impeaching the president if they don't get what they want. Is the recession over? According to Axios.com, they have reported, according to Wall Street analysts, they say that the third quarter of this year, which we are right now in the middle of and near the end, oh, actually, it was July started the third quarter, near the ending, is has a roaring effect. They could see, according to the Fed, unemployment was supposed to be around 10%, 9.3. Now the Fed is becoming much more optimistic. They think that unemployment will drop down around 7.5%. With the rise of poverty dropping and incomes rising, is the recession over?
Well, American incomes are rising and poverty is falling. The U.S. median household income climbed by 6.8% last year to $68,703. That's according to the Census Bureau. Same report shows the nation's poverty rate dropped just over 1% in 2019 compared to the previous year.
So again, poverty is dropping, incomes are rising. From the Fox Business Network, Colin McShane. Economist Anthony Chan, formerly from Chase Bank, says that the third quarter is going to be huge, but he advocates more stimulus may be needed.
I think that the third quarter is going to give you a very strong number. I'm looking for a 20% GDP number on an annualized basis. So I'm really very optimistic about the third quarter, but I am still a little concerned about the fourth quarter because we really need a little bit more stimulus out there to help us out.
Governor Ron DeSantis says even though we have not seen like other states have when it comes to the violent protesting, he is announcing a bill and it was around several police sheriffs and police chiefs this past week. With now they're going to have a bill that's going to get tough on violent protesters out there and going after cities that want to defund the police. Orlando's WKMG.
Governor Ron DeSantis is proposing what he calls the Combating Violence, Disorder, and Looting and Law Enforcement Protection Act. This legislation that will get tough on people who partake in violence during protests, including felony-level penalties on anyone who damages property, causes injury, or destroys public property.
The governor introduced a package of sorts meant to deter riots, with three main points, including creating new criminal offenses to combat rioting, increased penalties for those involved, and citizen and taxpayer measures, which basically means the governor wants to create mandatory minimum sentences for anyone caught participating in a protest that turns violent, and take away that person's government benefits if convicted. He also says this Combating Violence, Disorder, Looting, and Law Enforcement Protection Act would strip state funding from any local government that moves to defund their police department.
This is what the governor said about police. He says he won't get behind anything that wants to defund them.
And one thing we have to do is we have to stand unequivocally behind the people who put on the uniform and put themselves at risk to be able to defend our freedoms and defend our society.
The governor also says he's going to make it a felony for many of those out there that want to have violent protests. And he says you can kiss the sovereign immunity goodbye for those cities out in the state of Florida if they will not take care of their own municipalities. And if property damage is done, then you, the local taxpayer, will be able to sue the city. Quote number,
we are not going to permit localities to defund the police. If you defund the police, then the state is going to defund any grant or aids coming to you. And that applies to any municipality or local government throughout the state of Florida. We also understand that victims need to be compensated. And so if you have a situation where a local government is grossly negligent, where they abdicate their responsibility to protect people and property, like we saw in some of these cities throughout the United States, we will waive sovereign immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments. You also will not be eligible for state benefits or employment if you get convicted of participating in a violent or disorderly assembly. And we believe that that's something that makes sense from a taxpayer perspective.
One of the sheriffs who we're going to be interviewing in just a few moments, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd, he was part of that press conference. He says when it comes to the issue of looters,
this is a peaceful protest. This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail. Because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee.
Remember, this is the same sheriff who said about the protesters back in June of this year.
This guy, Don, professional clothes that are clearly designed to seal out pepper spray or any chemical agents.
He was talking about the BLM protesters back in June of this year.
If you come here to riot, to loot, to injure people, we're going to lock you up in the county jail before quick. The people of Polk County like guns. They have guns. I encourage them to own guns. And they're going to be in their homes tonight with their guns loaded. And if you try to break into their homes to steal, to set fires, I'm highly recommending they blow you back out of the house.
When it comes to that issue, oh, wow. He's going to be joining us here in just a few moments. Fox News' Kevin Cork has reported, guess what you're going to see more at the NFL games? More kneeling down. And some of you out there support it on some of the recent polling numbers.
Racism and very likely widespread kneeling during the national anthem. Still, recent polling... Asked if athletes should use their platform to express views on national issues, 62% of those responding told the Washington Post they should. 56% said it was appropriate for players to kneel during the anthem to protest racial inequality.
Well, guess what? It's happening here locally in St. John's County at the, are you guys ready for this story? That's right. At the Bartram Trail High School, football players have been kneeling down the past several games. News 4 Jax.
Bartram Trail High School finding itself in the middle of a national debate over kneeling for the national anthem. For the past 2 weeks, some members of the school's football team have kneeled during the playing of the national anthem at their games. This has sparked debate among the Bartram community.
This is the second week in a row some Bartram High football players have kneeled during the national anthem before their games. This move has stirred debate over local displays for racial justice by high school athletes.
The athletic director didn't want to comment much more beyond what I told you a little bit ago, but one other quote from him, he did tell me that the school supports athletes' First Amendment rights, both athletes and coaches. The team's coach put out this statement, which reads, in an effort to provide our players an opportunity to represent their families' beliefs, celebrate the freedoms our country affords, and still pause in respectful unity during the national anthem, we will have a multicolored cord players can hold on if they choose to.
Ah, so there you go. 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Do students really have a First Amendment right at a local high school? If that was the case, why can't they wear whatever they choose to wear?
That's right. No dress code.
That's right. No freedom of speech there. So love to hear from you. 831-0600. Is this happening in a school in your area, number one? Yes or no? Number two, is it something that you think will end up happening with games as we are right now at the beginning of football season? What is going to happen here? Are schools doing anything about this? 831-0600. Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
Some slow traffic on 95 headed north, getting off at 8th Street. Add an extra 2 minutes, and there's no way we can see it all. So if there's anything that you see, just give us a call. 901-SAFE.
It will be cloudy today with a high of 78. This evening, mostly cloudy with an overnight low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
I'm so tired of scrubbing the grout in my shower. I feel like that's all I ever do.
I used to hate that too. Then Bath Planet replaced my shower and I finally have the bathroom of my dreams. Even better, it's low maintenance. No need for tough scrubbing and bleaching, and it's grout free.
Grout free? Sounds amazing.
Yep. We even bought my mother a new shower with built-in seating and grab bars from Bath Planet, and their products have a lifetime warranty.
Call Bath Planet now for a free consultation. 904-301-0881 or visit BathPlanetJax.com.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. Now is the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on Giza Elegance MyPillows, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com. Use promo code WBOB or call 1-800-950-9024. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Call 1-800-950-9024 or go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com. Promo code WBOB. Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9 this morning. Now, back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. A new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is spent. With the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police. And Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600.
800-600 or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
All right, let's take some calls. Let's go to Nate, who's been waiting. Hey, Nate, good morning.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Roger.
Hey, man.
Hey. The hypocrisy of the NFL, you're allowing the players to show their First Amendment rights, but yet fans can't dress up or paint faces or, I mean, I'm done with it. You know, it's like, come on.
What? Hey, Nate.
Mean one way, but the other way, no, you can't do that.
Are you a college fan?
I'm a Gator.
So. Okay, so will you, some of my friends, they have the great box seat tickets to the Gator game, so I will go occasionally. But do you, if you go to a game, do you think that the chant Gator Bait is actually going to stop? Do you think that, let's say that they wanted to be politically correct with the Seminoles and other groups by not wearing the face paint, do you think that's actually going to deter people? Me? I would be just totally an obstructionist. I would do all of that. Do you think that's, I mean, is that going to actually stop, do you think, this year?
It's all overblown. This stuff is so overblown. You want police to stop killing people? Obey them. Stop resisting arrest. We need to teach our kids to obey authority. You know, if they tell me not to face paint, I'm not going to face paint because I obey authority. You know, whether it's a school principal, a school teacher, or a police officer, when they tell you to get out of the car, get out of the car. When they tell you to stop, stop. You know,
yeah.
I mean, it's you look at all the police shootings, and not one of them, well, maybe one of them, did not obey the officer. If you obey the officer, they're not going to shoot you.
Interesting. Hey, Nate, thanks for calling. It's kind of like you get hurt in a car wreck. I'll give an example. In the 1990s and the 2000s, there was a big movement for tort reform here in the state of Florida. This, folks, I am not making this up. Somebody would break into your house. Uh-oh, the owner wakes up. I'm going to run out the back. Uh-oh. I fell down in the pool. What do you mean you fell down in the pool?
And then sue the homeowner.
Yeah, the pool was drained, and they turn around and sue the homeowner for breaking a leg.
Yeah.
Because you didn't put up a sign. Yeah.
The criminal
who
was trespassing and breaking into your
That's
house.
Right.
Suing the homeowner.
So, well, if you hadn't broken into the house, I mean, let me ask this argument. This is going to – I understand where the argument for maybe some of those on the left come through here, but, you know, well, Ed, you know, excessive force. I think everybody – is all open to see what is excessive and what is deemed not to be excessive. But for crying out loud, if you weren't running from the police or pulling out the taser, none of this would have happened. Okay? I mean, I'm all open for the both sides. I'm not saying you should be a knee to the back of the neck of somebody, whatever. Especially when somebody's down like George Floyd. The guy ain't going nowhere. Okay? He's out of breath. Okay? I understand the argument. Some of you may say, well, Ed, some of it excessive. Okay. But what happened at the Wendy's in George out of Atlanta, when they pulled out a taser, and by the way, the taser is considered as a deadly weapon, according to Georgia law, by the way, how many of y'all knew that? If you guys just wouldn't run, none of this would have happened. Am I right or wrong, Raj?
You're right.
But I'm not, I'm saying, I'm, I mean, excessive,
are,
you know,
you,
I get
you
that.
You are right, but at the same time, you know, I do get the fact that, okay, what is excessive force? And
I'm with you.
Yeah.
But if, like, oh... I was messing around at school, and my eye, I kind of bumped my eye. It's black. Mm-hmm. Well, if you aren't messing around, it wouldn't have happened. Mm-hmm. We got to take a little bit of responsibility. One thing leads to another. And some things, the other, is which is very unfortunate, shouldn't have happened, but could have been prevented. I don't know.
Yeah.
So Nate brings up an interesting point, because there's an argument on both sides. Well, there's
a whole other argument where people, you know, just aren't there mentally. Maybe they're suffering from, you know, some type of mental issue.
So?
Maybe they've got autism or something like that, and they don't know how to act in front of the police.
So, should
deadly force be used against them?
Yes. If they pull out a knife against me and they're coming at me, yes.
Well, I'm not saying if there's a weapon involved, but they're just not compliant.
Well, what is the,
maybe they're not in compliance with what the police officer's saying, so they're just acting up, and they don't know any better. You know?
Okay, that's it. Well, you said deadly force. I don't know what deadly force without a weapon would be. I mean, unless he's, you know, hand-to-hand combat.
Right.
I agree with you on the autism. I think police...
I think recently I saw a story...
Should be able to understand
where there was someone with autism, a patient with autism, and one of the medical workers at the mental health care facility. The mental health worker had his hands in there. He got shot. No weapon.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, the majority of times when you see this, you don't need a mental health counselor when someone's going around crazy in the in the middle of the road, nude, going on. Well,
the mental health, in this case, the mental health worker was trying to get the guy back at the hospital, and the police got involved.
Yeah.
And the mental health worker got shot, and he wasn't doing anything wrong.
I know. But guess what? That's an isolated incident. It's not happening all the time. Believe me, if it was, the Obama FBI and the Obama administration would have heavily shown all this, because this just didn't happen under Trump. So, 22 minutes after 7 a.m. Talk radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of our usual slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 78. More clouds tonight with a low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
America's Everglades. The water supply for more than 8 million Floridians. World-class sports fishing. Magnificent birds and wildlife unique to this region. But the Everglades today is on life support. You can help save it. Text the word WATER to 52886 and tell your Congress how much America's Everglades means to you.
Internal Revenue Service. When you owe a personal or business tax debt and can't pay, just hearing those three words brings feelings of fear and anxiety. I'm Jonathan David Suryash, Managing Tax Attorney at J. David Tax Law. Everyone knows that if you owe the IRS and don't pay, it's only a matter of time before tax liens, wage garnishments, or bank levies happen to you. The first step to resolution is our no-cost consultation. We take the time to go through your specific tax problem step by step. We explain exactly what your options are and how we will resolve your tax issue. J. David Tax Law is a local firm right here in Jacksonville, where only an experienced tax attorney will represent you. Our fee payment plans are affordable for everyone. If you have tax problems, call us now for a no-cost consultation at 904-507-4777. That's 904-507-4777, or find us on the web at jdavidtaxlaw.com. That's jdavidtaxlaw.com. Peace of mind is only a click or phone call away.
What if I told you you could save a baby's life for just $28? What's true? Preborn is a ministry doing just that with the help of people just like you by offering free ultrasound sessions to pregnant women and girls who might otherwise choose to end their pregnancy. We know that pregnant girls and women who can see their babies on ultrasound are far more likely to choose life.
I was afraid. I was scared. I didn't know what to do. She did let me hear the heartbeat, and I was like, wow, it's something like living inside of me. But yeah, it was a beautiful thing to hear. I was scared too, but I was excited. Her name's Journey. She is the little bundle that was a little peanut in my stomach. I'm glad I made the decision to keep her, even though it's life-changing, but it definitely changed my life for the best. Yeah, I'm still on the right track of graduating on time and everything.
Learn more about Preborn and donate today at WBOB.com.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Coming up in a few moments, one of my favorites, I promise you. I enjoy having sheriffs. I'm very particular which sheriffs come on this radio show, just because I know quite a few of them and I've covered them for years. One of my favorites, of course, is Brevard County Sheriff Wayne Ivey. But coming up in a few moments, Grady Judd, the Polk County Sheriff. This guy's endorsement will literally put you over an election race. Trust me, this guy is the man. He's going to join us here in a few moments to talk about Governor Ron DeSantis comes out and says, hey, more violent protests. I want to make it much harsher penalties out there. And by the way, if you wanted to defund the police, we're going to cut government money from the state to the local municipalities. So I believe tonight is by Zoom, by the way. Why are we having still meetings by Zoom? Why don't we have them in person anymore? Wearing masks, we're told that's the right way to go. Jacksonville City Council, $1 billion in spending, over a little bit right now. Councilman Garrett Dennis says that he wants to have changes before he supports funding the sheriff's office. He's wants an amendment to this year's budget that would change how the sheriff's office receives about $484 million from the city of Jacksonville. He says, quote, "I just want to let everybody know I don't believe that the funding our police is the right thing to do," he said. But he says his proposal is about one thing and one thing only. It's about accountability. He goes, that has nothing to do with defunding the police. But when you listen to those on the Northside Coalition, Ben Frazier, they have another idea of how they are addressing the idea of wanting to defund the police.
What we're looking at is excessive use of force, which is violence on the part of a paramilitary organization in this town called JSO. We're looking at violence against people of color and communities that are being directed by the sheriff.
Now they say because of the inepts by the sheriff department of what's taking place in the black community.
I'm saying, how can he accuse Mike Williams of doing anything wrong? He said directed by the sheriff?
Paramilitary.
Oh, come on.
When I think of paramilitary, I think like one of those expendable movies or something like that.
Right, black helicopters.
So Garrett Dennis says, he says, I'm not really defunding the police. I just want transparency. Then you've got the Northside Coalition, some I think Darius would represent, says, no, we wanted to defund the police of what the police does to those of us in the black community. Here's the question. If you wanted to move money around, is it really defunding the police? Let me give you an example. I don't support the halfpenny sales tax, but I'm all open for the debate. Mm-hmm. Does that mean I want to defund children? If I don't support an increase in military spending that we don't need in some areas, and I'm not a libertarian, by the way. I'm just saying, does that mean I'm defunding the military? By all means, I think some elements of the military should be defunded where we don't need a wasteful amount of spending. Is there not a wasteful amount of spending in the police department? What about when it comes to the pensions? It is kind of a disaster of what we see in our local city pensions of fire and police. I want to change them around and not properly fund them the way that they want to be funded. Does that mean I don't support police? Come on, folks. Give me an example here. 904-831-0600. How do you interpret, quote, defunding the police? What is your interpretation of defunding the police? 904-831-0600. 904-831-0600. Zero. I think it's sometimes the definition of what is. Also, the kneeling down at Bartram Trails High School. What's going on with that? I told you it was coming. But is this something that's happening throughout the state of local high schools and the football teams kneeling down? And as Roger said, which I think he's probably correct, is it just a fad? F-A-D-E. Is it just a fad?
Yeah.
We'll have more of this discussion coming up next on Talk Radio WBOB.
AM 600, 101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. President Trump says he expects to announce his pick for the Supreme Court on Friday or Saturday. Meanwhile, Ruth Bader Ginsburg's casket will be on public view Wednesday and Thursday outside the court and Friday inside the Capitol. Tropical Storm Beta made landfall on the upper Texas coast on Monday night. Early today, the U.S. National Hurricane Center said Beta was 35 miles north, northwest of the city, with maximum winds of 40 miles an hour. President Trump will be giving a pre-recorded address to the U.N. General Assembly today. Mr. Trump says he'll have a strong message for China, where the first cases of COVID-19 were reported. Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell says many mid-sized U.S. businesses are now able to borrow from banks, suggesting the need for a Fed lending program designed to serve struggling mid-sized businesses has waned. More details at SRNnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good morning, I'm Adam Portman. Coastal areas of both Duval and St. John's counties are on alert. Flooding could be an issue through tonight, and rip currents and high surf could bring trouble through tomorrow night. Authorities are strongly advising against going in the water, and even when you're just on the beach, you'll want to be very cautious. Police were expecting to investigate a home invasion, but are instead looking into both that and a fatal shooting. The burglary happened overnight yesterday on Penman Road in Jacksonville Beach. They found the body of 20-year-old Ezekiel Archuleta in the front yard. There's been an arrest, but that person was not charged with shooting Archuleta.
A Jacksonville police officer has resigned and is looking at a bribery charge. Undersheriff Pat Ivey says that Brian Pace was arrested Sunday night. Pace allegedly tried to withhold some items that were stolen from a woman until that woman sent him illicit pictures. She instead filed a complaint against him. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Transmission problems? Call Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where you get the work done right the first time by the experts. I'm Robin Sidbury, the owner. Our techs can service all makes and models, and we provide a nationwide warranty, so you have the peace of mind knowing we solve your transmission troubles fairly and honestly and guaranteed nationwide. Call us at Action Transmission Specialists on Merrill Road, where quality counts. Get traction. Call Action at 744-0255.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
A bit of our usual slow traffic on Phillips Highway headed north just before 295. Add an extra couple minutes, and if you see anything that'll help your friends stay safe, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 78. More clouds tonight with a low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
Here's some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. Democrats say they may look at impeachment again if President Trump rams through a nominee for the U.S. Supreme Court before Election Day. Governor Ron DeSantis wants harsher penalties for violent protesters and wants to penalize cities that defund the police. And for 2 weeks straight, one local high school football team has players kneeling during the national anthem.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB. By calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM, WBOB.
Any part of the show that you might have missed this morning, you can just go straight to the website here at the flagship station, WBOB. Just go to wbob.com. Also, the podcast follows the morning show. And for all the other latest news, listen to us throughout the day, or also the groups we mainly partner up with at floridadaily.com. That's floridadaily.com. All right, let's continue on with the news. Roger's like, Ed, you are so excited. I don't get excited about many interviews. I get, you know, just whatever.
It's like Christmas morning for Ed.
Yeah, so one of my favorites, Polk County Sheriff, before I pod him up, Grady Judd. This guy is the man, and I'm a huge fan of his. Let me play for you what's going on here before we get the sheriff on here. Pretty much what's taking place, Governor Ron DeSantis had a press conference this past week where he and several other sheriffs, which the main headliner was Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. The legislation that the governor's going to throw out there says that, listen, you're going to throw stuff at our cops, you're going to jail. And it's going to be a minimum sentence of 6 months. Wait, you wanted to defund the police? Then we're going to defund you. Oh, wait a second. Cities that want to allow themselves to allow the violent protests to take place. Guess what? We are going to allow the taxpayers to sue you. This is what the governor said.
We are not going to permit localities to defund the police. If you defund the police, then the state is going to defund any grant or aids coming to you. And that applies to any municipality or local government. Earn immunity and let you get compensated by suing those local governments. You also will not be eligible for state benefits or employment if you get convicted of participating in a violent or disorderly assembly. And we believe that that's something that...
Yeah, he said, I like the part where you can sue the city if the cities allow this. This is what Sheriff Grady Judd had to say about the looters. This is a great one.
This is a peaceful protest. This is looting. If you loot, the next thing you can try to steal is something off of your food tray at the county jail. Because you're going to jail. That's a guarantee.
Here on our Newsmaker line, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd. So, I mean, I'm reading this. I'm watching some of these clips, and from the left, and they say, and I mean, really, the sheriff's going to have a rough time getting, I mean, the governor's not even up. They say this is nothing more than a political ploy here, Sheriff Judd.
Well, you know, I would expect the very hard left to say something like that. But let's look at the facts. Portland, Oregon. Who is elected to and in charge of those cities? Democrats. Seattle, Democrats. San Francisco, Democrats. Minneapolis, Democrats. Chicago, Democrats. Baltimore, Democrats. Atlanta, Democrats.
Right.
Do you see a common theme here? The bottom line to it is, it's wonderful to protest, to have redress against your government, to make sure that the government's listening to you. It is not all right to loot. It's not all right to burn. It's not all right to throw rocks and bottles and frozen water bottles at the police. It's just not all right. And if you do that, you're going to jail, period. And the governor was spot on. It was so awesome. You know, when's the last time you saw the governor, the Speaker of the House, Chris Sprouse, he's designate, and the designate President of the Senate, Wilton Simpson, all stand together in a press conference and say, not in Florida.
Yeah, here's a clip. This is what you said about the, quote, professional anarchists. This is what you said about them in June of this year. Here's the clip.
This guy, don, professional clothes that are clearly designed to seal out pepper spray or any chemical agents.
I mean, you were right. These guys are professionals. They're getting paid. I was born and raised out of Melbourne, Florida. He's going to Polk County all the time. I'd cover you, and I go, who in the world's showing up in Polk County to go protesting out there? And this is something where I wonder what may happen after November the 3rd. I think there's an anticipation that you may, one way or the other, see more protest happening. So, Sheriff, some people are asking, like, okay, was this unexpected from the governor? Or some are asking, was this around the corner? Or why did it take so long to come up with these new type of legislation ideas?
Well, you know, you have to see evidence of wrongdoing, and you have to see that it's perpetuating, and you have to see that it's growing. I mean, a single event is not worthy of changing the law. Well, Governor DeSantis watched this manifest all across the country, and we had spots of it over in Tampa as well.
Right.
And here's the problem. This starts as a peaceful protest. It's not like you can stop the people from gathering because they have a lawful right to do that. So you get 1,000 people there for a peaceful protest. Then the 500 of them that came to peacefully protest go home at the end of the protest, and you're left with a body of 500 people to loot, to riot, all in one group, and that's hard to stop. But if they know going in that, by the way, at the end of this peaceful protest, if I start to riot, that not only am I going to jail tonight, I'm not going to get out on bond until I see a judge. And then when I get convicted, they're going to lock me up for 6 months or a year minimum mandatory. If I throw a bottle at a police officer or a rock at a police officer, it's an enhanced penalty, minimum mandatory. Oh, cities, for all of you cities, you know, that don't have a backbone, for all you city commissioners that don't have a backbone,
right?
When you allow this stuff to happen, we're going to take your state funding away. All of that is a game changer. That is a game changer. I mean, look at it. Out in Portland, you've got the prosecutor, the elected prosecutor, saying things out there like, I'm not going to prosecute this crime and I'm not going to prosecute that crime. So when they arrest these guys, it's catch and release. They take them down to the station, do a set of fingerprints and photographs, and let them go. Now, what kind of message is that sending?
Hey,
so, is it politics? Is the left screaming politics? Well, of course they are.
Right.
They started this crap.
Sheriff, I guess you're not going to be getting the Christmas invitation for the annual party of the Florida ACLUs this year, will you?
You know, I must be a favorite of the ACLU because they mention me often.
I know. I love it. Sheriff Grady Judd, one of my favorites from Polk County, which is just east between Orange County and Hillsborough. Sheriff, we've had Wayne Ivey, Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gutiari on the show. I always ask, as somebody who is not only a publisher but also a radio host, how has the media been treating you when we have seen, listen, we cover the Tampa market, we've seen what happens over there, we saw the 200 of those that are protesting that just break into the local Walmart, we covered all of that, the stage protesting where they went after the cops. How has the media been portraying you guys? Do you, on a scale of 1 to 10, when you talk to Wayne, Ivy, and all, they're like, it's like a 3 or a 4 of a, at least a decent proper publicity that they give local law enforcement. Is it that bad?
No, it's about a 10 over here in Polk County. The media treats me really, really good.
Really?
And occasionally, you know, one of them will do what I call a media, traditional media gotcha trick.
All right.
But I play gotcha back, you know. They're not the only one that has access to the King's English, you know. I can tell you the media treats me fair. If they don't, I call up a press conference, turn on my Facebook, and I straighten it out. I have a bigger footprint in Polk County than our largest newspaper does here.
I believe that.
But at the end of the day, our newspaper treats us good. Our television, radio treats us good. But I treat them good, too. But it's all about fairness. You know, I'd like both sides to be heard.
Right.
You know, there's always the right side and the other side. And so, you know, we're going to say what's right. We're going to put it out there. Then we're going to let the people decide. And unfortunately, that's why the mainstream media has forgotten. Just put the facts out there. Don't color the facts. Just put them out there. The people are smart enough to make their own decisions about what they like or what they don't like.
Sheriff Judd, I have about a minute left. People say, well, we're not getting all the protests that you just mentioned. We're not seeing all this in Florida. How do you respond to them when they say that?
Well, there's a reason for that, because we don't put up with it. This state is a conservative state. This is a vacation state. This is where people come to relax and to have fun and to bring their children. And we have an obligation as the government here to make sure it's safe. We also have an obligation here to make sure our residents are safe, because if you don't feel safe, if your children aren't safe, if they don't feel safe, nothing else matters. One of the worst things in the world is to be scared. I'd rather be hurt than scared. Well, in the state of Florida, you're safe. We're at a 48-year low crime rate, but that doesn't just happen. That's a lot of work by a lot of men and women, not only law enforcement officers, but judges and prosecutors, to make sure fairness and equality. But it's easy. You draw a line and say, look, you're just not going to do this. If you do, you're going to jail. And I got a whole lot of room in my jail, and I don't feed peanut butter and jelly sandwiches either.
Hey, listen, Sheriff, I have a brilliant idea of how we could raise a boatload of revenue with tourism without raising taxes. Is all of us to go down to Polk County and watch the sheriff treat the looters and the violent protesters. I'm telling you, that would be reality TV, and we could raise a lot of revenue by doing that.
You know, we're building a brand new sheriff's processing center that'll hold even more people than the old one. So I tell everybody, if you want to protest, come here. If you want to riot and loot, you better go someplace else.
All right, Sheriff Grady Judd, this was a big treat for me. He is the sheriff of Polk, P-O-L-K, Polk County, down in it's South Central, but anyway, Florida. Sheriff, good to have you on today.
All right. Thank you very much. You know, if you tell everybody God's country, they'll know where Polk County is.
That's Polk, not Broward. Okay.
That's near or in Lakeland?
It's in Lakeland.
It's Lakeland. Okay.
All right. Ed Dean, Roger Henderson. I like him, man. He was good. Do you know that the Republican incumbent, Congressman Ross Spano, was running for reelection? Had some major campaign violations. It was bad. The guy that beat him by, I don't know, might have been 15. I don't know how many. It wasn't that many votes.
Mm-hmm.
And remember, this is an incumbent Republican in a Republican primary this year. That guy right there endorsed the opponent of Ross Spano, and the guy beat him.
Yeah.
So the power of the sheriff. Anyway, 904-831-0600. Talk radio, WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On I-10, headed east, right at Cassett Avenue, there's an accident that has a right lane blocked, and it's starting to cause some light traffic. Add an extra 5 minutes, but to try and avoid it, take Beaver Street. And if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 78. More clouds tonight with a low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
You can't seem to get away from the bad news, so here's some good news for a change.
A farmer wanted to somehow bring joy to everybody during the pandemic, so he decided to do what he does best, plant sunflowers.
And he didn't just plant a few here and there, but he planted over 2 million. The farmer said when he realized the pandemic wasn't really going anywhere, he wanted to provide a way for people to social distance and smile. Anyone can come and pick the sunflowers. Now that's good news.
These are unique times, and Jacksonville.radio is standing with you. We provide local, family-friendly radio across multiple formats and frequencies with a diverse and loyal audience. Let us help get your message and your marketing into our communities. Call Jax.radio today so we can discuss how we can help your business. Let us help you get the right message in front of the right audience at the right time. Call 904-74-RIGHT. That's 904-74-7448.
My name is Michael, and I'm in the Life Builders Program at City Rescue Mission. I heard about CRM's Life Builders Program one day when I was listening to the radio. I was really beat up with a drug addiction, and I had a lot of instability in my life. I was tired and looking for direction, hope, structure, and a real relationship with God. Everything at CRM, from the counseling and classes, has really provided me with a lot of clarity and guidance. I was praying for help, and I feel like God answered my prayers when I came to CRM. Seeing all the people who give their time, resources, and services here at CRM amazes me and truly inspires me. Thank you.
I'm Penny Keevitt, Executive Director for the City Rescue Mission. Would you consider helping us make a difference as we provide hope, healing, and change to those who need it most? Visit us at crmjax.org. That's crmjax.org to learn more, or to make a donation to help transform the lives of the hungry, homeless, and addicted in Northeast Florida.
Z, the founder at Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant on 103rd Street, would like you to stop by 7 days a week for takeout or drive-through from 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant has almost a dozen flavors of wings and 30 shrimp for just $9.99. Don't forget the original Kronos Heroes, oysters, the original chicken sandwich, and more. Discounts for military, first responders, and school employees. You've tried the rest? Now try Z Best Original Tunis Restaurant, 7400 103rd Street.
Great news, folks. The Lighthouse Retirement Hour is finally available everywhere you listen on this great radio station Saturday and Sundays, or grab the iTunes podcast, the Spotify podcast, iHeart podcast, and coming soon to every device where you can say Siri or Alexa. If you love the combination of timely investing news, great conservative politics, you're going to love this show no matter how you listen. Get all the links on my website, lighthouseretirement.com.
Financial Issues with Dan Celia at 9, Dennis Prager at noon. Now back to the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 and 101.1 FM WBOB.
Here are some of the top stories we're bringing you this morning. With the city budget up for a vote, some on the Jacksonville City Council are looking at defunding the police. Axios.com reports many on Wall Street say the recession is over. And a new survey finds a large majority believe news organizations do an insufficient job at explaining to the public where government money is being spent.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed@wbob.com, AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Ed Dean, Roger Henderson, good to have everybody here. As you know, we love doing polls, we love doing surveys. Not that this is a new one, we know where the media is these days, but there was a different type of questioning that took place. Some of you may find very interesting. Not like it's a duh, Ed, I'm not surprised by it, but we're kind of like, duh, it was asked. Wait till you hear this. According to the Pew Research Center, half of Americans, only about 50%, are confident that journalists are acting in the best interest of the public. I'm not saying you got to be surprised by that. 55% say that careless reporting is a major factor behind mistakes in news stories. I would agree with that. 44% believe it is purposely done to mislead the public. Interesting on that one. This is the one that really got my attention. And I think this is a big item that just in the old days you would cover when it comes to the ideas of, for example, Consumer Watch, where consumers are getting ripped off. That's always a top issue on TV. The idea where the government's ripping you off, like the ripoff of the week.
Yeah.
I think when we used to do it locally among TV stations, it got a lot of ratings. 72%, this is a big number, 72% say news organizations, news outlets, do an insufficient job. In other words, it's garbage when it comes to explaining to the public where the money is going and where the money has come from. Now, can somebody, I'm dying, I think I have an answer to this, but I'm dying to hear from you at 831-0600-904-831-0600. Why do you believe 72% say that news outlets do an insufficient job, in other words, a horrible job, explaining to the public where the money comes from and where the money goes? I have an answer to that, but I'm not going to give it out yet. See if some of you can guess it. Why is it that the majority of you think the news media does a horrible job? Why? Why does the media not properly report of where your money's coming from and where your taxpayer dollars is going? Here's another one. 60% said that they felt that news organizations do not understand people like them. Now, can somebody answer me that as well? What do you think, Raj?
They don't understand people like them.
You could almost say that about elected officials. They don't understand people like me.
You know, maybe they live a different life. Maybe they come from a different political perspective, and people know that. So they have to filter, you know, with the information they get through that particular lens and understand it's going to be biased. Mm.
There's no one that should be fact-checked more than the mainstream media that has been continually wrong about a number of things. To give you a list of some of the most egregious ones, that ABC News in December of 2017 falsely reported that Flynn would testify that the president directed him during the campaign to make contact with the Russians. That was false. In 2017, your network CNN botched their WikiLeaks email exclusive and were forced to make on-air corrections. CNN's Jim Sciutto, another CNN one, dropped a fictional bombshell in 2018, July, claiming that Michael Cohen would tell federal investigators that the president knew of the Trump Tower meeting.
All right, so we know the media doesn't get it on many of those situations. Here's Joe Concha from TheHill.com.
It's all changed now, Sean, because of social media, which is an unfiltered medium with no editor, no checks and balances. And you say, well, who gets their news from social media? You know that 2/3 of Americans get their news from social media? That's according to Pew. And what you have is news organizations reacting to what's trending and what's going viral. And when there's a negative connotation towards an administration or an ideology, forget about it.
So Joe Concha also says of some of the stories, he says, unless reporters get their act together, and let's just put it this way, unless they're fired, things are going to stay the same.
Said, when it's all said and done, there needs to be accountability. We see it once in a while with people that are expendable. But until people start getting fired, suspended, or reprimanded, you are not going to see any changes, because it's like speeding. A cop pulls you over and says, hey, I'll give you a warning. You're going to keep doing it. So until there are actual consequences for people that make mistakes, and that includes on Twitter, you're going to see this over and over and over again.
So here's my question to you. Some of you should be able to guess this. 904-831-0600. Pew Research says 72% of you, and I agree with you, say that news outlets, news organizations, news reporters do an insufficient job. In other words, they do a lousy job of explaining to the public where the money comes from and where the money goes. Come on, folks, explain to me, why is it that the media does a horrible job of explaining to you, the viewer, of where the taxpayer dollars' money come from and where the money goes? Can some of you guess that? 904-831-0600. This is Talk Radio WBOB.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid WBOB traffic?
On 95, headed south, right after Old St. Augustine Road, an accident has a right lane blocked that's starting to cause some stop-and-go traffic. Add an extra 3 or 4 minutes, and if you see anything, give us a call. 901-SAFE.
Mostly cloudy today with a high of 78. More clouds tonight with a low of 65. Right now, 72 degrees.
I'm Lou Dobbs. Household wealth rebounded last quarter. Democrats in Congress pulled the rug out from farmers, and Lufthansa cutting back on jumbo jetliners. Those stories next.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has extended their special offer, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it. Simply apply by September 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 855-25-SHARE. That's 855-25-SHARE. 855-25-SHARE.
The household wealth of Americans hit a record high in the last quarter. The Federal Reserve reporting household net worth rebounded as the stock market recovered from the China virus pandemic. Net worth surged 7% to about $119 trillion, bouncing back from a huge decline in the first quarter as the virus battered our economy. On Capitol Hill, the Democrat-controlled House of Representatives has unveiled a temporary funding measure to keep the federal government from running out of money by the end of the month. But in a move designed to slap back at President Trump, the radical Dems cut out authority he wanted to fund bailouts for American farmers who generally support President Trump. German airline Lufthansa cutting back on jumbo jetliners, saying air travel just isn't bouncing back. Please join me for Lou Dobbs tonight, 5 o'clock, 7 o'clock, and 10 Eastern on the Fox Business Network. This is the Lou Dobbs Financial Report.
As an investor, what do you get from a discount broker or mutual fund? Not much. But if you're seeking planning, financial architecture, direction, and personal interaction, we're a fee-based, independent, credentialed financial advisor. We're Capital Dimensions Wealth Management, a 15-year-old Jacksonville-based firm that performs in-depth analysis and then on-site interviews with companies globally before investing our clients' money. If we can help you in your quest for financial independence, contact us at 730-3877 or drop by our office on University. University Boulevard. Securities offered through LPL Financial. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Contact the Ed Dean Radio Show on AM 600 WBOB by calling 831-0600, 831-0600, or email ed at WBOB.com. AM 600 and 101.1 FM. WBOB.
Councilwoman Jacoby Pittman represents District 8, a part of town where neighbors experience a strained relationship with law enforcement, yearn for economic development, and feel social justice may never be reached. Incoming City Council President Tommy Hazuri is creating a special committee that will be tasked with focusing on...
That was from Action News, Jack. So city budget hearing happens tonight. My question is, what's going to happen? You're going to call the Social Justice Committee. Where's that going? Huh? We haven't heard anything about that because it's a cluster mess. What about taking money away from the police? Are you going to direct it in some other areas? Is that technically defunding the police? Or is there areas for room to be cut when it comes to our police? What about some of the areas of the police pensions? Interesting. So the question is, how many of y'all out there, oh, Mike Williams and his paramilitary. He thinks he's Arnold Schwarzenegger in the movie Commando. Really? So what's going to happen tonight at the city council meeting? We'll have all of that. Plus, Democrats say that impeachment is back on the table again. If President Trump ramps through one of his partial,
nominations.
Yeah, nominations. Political nominations. There we go. All this coming up next. Talk Radio WBOB.